Hey guys, thanks for checking out another White Sheep Media podcast. This episode is sponsored by ShopTheSheep.com. If you enjoy this episode, be sure to follow our podcast. Hope you enjoy the episode. All right, it's time for the new Monkey Man movie. This was a movie that I really didn't have many expectations for going in. And quite frankly, I thought it might be a little bit silly.
Mm-hmm.
But surprisingly, it was pretty good. I liked a lot of things about this movie. I have sort of bantered back and forth in my head about the rating for this one. And I'm going to go ahead and go on the upper range and give this one an 8. Thought it was pretty good. I do recommend seeing it. What'd you think, Mark?
Yeah, I'm also going to go an 8. I really liked it quite a bit. Yeah. No doubt that this will get compared to John Wick.
No doubt.
If not already.
Yeah.
But what I will say is that what I really liked about it was actually the lead actor's character.
Yeah.
His motivations for doing what he's doing. And kind of the fact that he's pretty imperfect in this. He makes a few mistakes here and there.
Yeah.
The action in the movie is excellent.
It is.
So, yeah, I highly recommend it for sure. It's, like I said, it'll probably get compared to John Wick. And when we were talking outside the theater, John Wick would probably kill this guy.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, he's imperfect. That's his character alone is kind of one of the reasons I really liked it.
Yeah, yeah. He is an Indian John Wick that is... You know, he's in John Wick in his early stages that doesn't use guns.
Right, yeah.
No, it definitely will have that comparison. This movie is set in India, so pretty much all the characters, with the exception of the guy that runs the pit, the fight pit.
Right, yeah.
I think he's Australian, but everyone else is Indian.
Yes.
You know, did you ever see Slumdog Millionaire?
I have not seen that, actually.
It's a great movie.
I need to watch it.
It's a great movie. Also, one that's I'm pretty sure set in India. It's been a while since I've seen it, but it was pretty good. Like I said, set in India. I think that folks in India, is that Bollywood? They've got Bollywood, like
I've
never seen any of those films, but
I haven't either. But I've actually heard some great stuff about some recent ones. So
yeah. I don't know who. So my question, who directed this?
His name is Dev Patel, actually the lead actor in this movie. He directed it as well.
So definitely Indian himself.
Yeah. I think he's an awesome actor. I think he's great. The last movie I saw him in was a movie called Lion with Nicole Kidman, actually.
Wait, the director was the lead actor?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he directed this, yeah.
Sweet.
Apparently, from what I've read, is he almost gave up on this movie, and I think Jordan Peele came in with his, I don't know if his production company, and helped him out in some way.
Okay.
In some way, which is cool.
Yeah,
this is his, I think, directorial debut.
Okay.
But man, this is great. This was great stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
And he understands how to do action. What I love too is ever since the first John Wick came out, it's almost like people finally got oh, this is the way action needs to be.
Yeah.
You need to see everything going on. It's like, before the original John Wick came out, it's there just really wasn't anything.
Yeah.
A lot of foreign films know how to do action, but it's when the first John Wick came out, it's this is how it should be.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I think the thing that makes it all the better is, and this is part of the plot, but the antagonists and the corruption side that's going on in this one, and that they make you kind of feel... You know, you feel why this character's fighting for what he's fighting for.
Exactly.
Makes it, makes it all the more, it adds to that element of great action.
Yes.
So we know who the director is. Apparently he's a lead actor. The only other guy that I recognized, again, was the Australian guy.
Charlto Copley from District 9.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know he was in this. So it's cool to see him.
Yeah, He's always good. I really liked him in District 9. I forgot that's what I know him from. He's from District 9. He's definitely some other stuff. But I liked his character as well. Like I said, I thought the monkey mask thing was going to be kind of silly. But I kind of see where it came from, why they I definitely see where it came from, why they that played in.
Right, yeah.
Didn't really recognize many other of the folks, so I personally won't say their names, but I did really like the guy who ends up being kind of his friend.
Yeah, yeah, he was funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
The woman was a really good antagonist.
Yes.
And so was a police chief.
Mm-hmm.
And so was the guy who was basically Indian Jesus.
Yeah. 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 That's right.
They were all really, really good.
Yes.
And made you, you know, I really liked the woman. She was a real boss beach, as they say.
Oh, absolutely.
She was not playing any games. And, but yeah, the corruption element of it was just the way they did that. It was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So did you want to talk more about the cast?
No, it's like it looks like the rest are Indian actors.
Yeah.
No complaints with their acting or anything.
So. Oh, yeah. Great. Oh, and I'll tell you the guy that ran the temple. He was really good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He was.
Plot us, Mark.
All right. So Dev Patel is, he's the monkey man.
He's the monkey man.
okay. So the movie kind of opens with, like, I guess his mother telling him a story, kind of about a monkey that I guess got in over its head and like ate the sun or something like that. Mm-hmm. Some kind of legend, I guess, or wives tale. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a real story or not. I'm assuming it is. Anyway, so he is a guy that, it's kind of a part of this underground fight club, and he wears a monkey mask, and he pretty much lets himself get pummeled. He throws fights to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also trying to, he gets some intel one night that, this boss lady is going to be at a cafe. So he kind of has this scheme going where somebody in a wheelchair like steals her wallet and it gets handed off to like five different kids or something like that. Mm-hmm. And Dev Patel is the one that returns the wallet. He's trying to get in on the whatever this organization is. And you don't really know. There's only like flashbacks here and there about, and you don't really know what's going on until a little bit later. Mm-hmm. Until it gives you, everything comes full circle. So he worms his way into this organization. He takes the wallet back to this boss lady. And he convinces her he needs a job. The way he does this is like he shows her his hands. And one of his hands looks like singed. Mm-hmm. He's got scars. He's like... hey, like, this is from bleach chemical. He's like, I've been in this. I know what I'm doing. So he gets a job as, like, a dishwasher there. Yeah. Or part of, like, the waiter crew. And so his friend, who he kind of becomes friends with, this guy's like, hey, what's your name? And he's like, oh, well, it's Bobby. Mm-hmm. And the way he got that is from, like, there's a can of, like, Bobby's bleach on the counter. So he just, like, makes it up.
Yeah.
He tells Bobby, or no, but he doesn't tell Bobby. Bobby tells his friend, he's like, hey, like, come to this location at this night and you'll make a lot of money.
Yeah.
And, the guy's like, well, who's this guy fighting? He's like, well, it's me. He's like, I throw the fights. You'll make a lot of money. Just bet on it.
Yeah.
And so he earns this guy's trust and eventually he gets like a promotion. And there's this like VIP club. That's a part of this organization, and they go up there, and he kind of waits, like he's become like a waiter at this point. So they go up, and this is where all like the high rollers hang out, and all the women are. There's that scene where the boss lady's like flipping through a book, and there's like a bunch of women. I guess they kind of scope out women for this thing.
Yeah.
It's
like a high end escort service for rich people.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So they go up there, and he notices a man that's up there. And this is the guy he's after, who Dev Patel is after.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, this movie is a revenge movie through and through. Pretty much what it is. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, I should have said that from the start.
So he has his man, and what he does is they're also giving people drugs, cocaine in like these tubes.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dev Patel puts bleach in this guy's tube, and he hands it off to him, snorts the bleach, and it makes him go to the bathroom because his nose starts bleeding. Well, Dev Patel's character decides, like, okay, well, this is the moment I'm going to take my revenge, pulls out a gun. And in between, like, this, you get kind of a montage. Like, he's practicing with a gun, like, trying to shoot at this, like, picture of a guy. And you see where he's, like, missed several times.
Mm-hmm.
So he pulls out the gun on this guy, and he kind of freezes. Like, he kind of locks up. And so you have this other guy who's, like, also in the bathroom. And so there's this fight scene between them. And Dev Patel just like narrowly escapes it. He doesn't kill this guy. And so Dev Patel like escapes the fight, and we get that funny scene where he tries to jump out a window and just smacks the window.
Yeah.
And falls. Like, he kind of sucks during this first fight. Yeah. He doesn't get anything done.
Yeah.
He just, he's a good fighter.
Yeah.
But he kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So he escapes, and he gets taken in by this, I guess the people at this temple were like a religious group.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So they kind of like nurse him back to health. And you come to find out that this guy he's after was the chief of police.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually murdered his mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this chief of police is working for this, like, as we said, like the Jesus character. Is that who you're referring
to? Yeah, Indian Jesus.
Yeah. And Indian Jesus, I guess, was like forcing people off their land so he could build his like factory or something.
Yeah.
He's like convinced a ton of people. Like he's almost like a false prophet of sorts, I guess.
He is. He looks like Indian Jesus.
he's
basically this guy is like convinced all these people he's a really good person and he's terrible.
Yeah. And so he has a chief of police working for him. Mm-hmm. And that's the guy who killed Dev Patel's mom.
Yep.
And you find out, you get the whole flashback, during when Dev Patel's taken into the temple by like actually like religious people,
yeah,
who were like the real deal,
right?
He came in and murdered his mom and set their home on fire, and Dev Patel burned his hand in the flames, and that's where like the scars come from that he shows to that boss lady.
Yeah.
So after he kind of like regains his strength, and like I said in the beginning, this underground fight club, he's throwing fights, he's letting himself get pummeled.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something to that, too, where he's talking to like the guy at the temple and he's like, you let yourself feel pain or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like so consumed by like, I don't know if it's like, he's just like griefing or like,
I think he feels inadequate because he, as a child, was unable to save his mother.
Yes.
And the guy kind of explains to him, if I recall, he's like, something about, you know, you've been the helpless child.
Right.
Now be the strong man, or it's something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he basically, yeah, you're right. I think he lets himself get the hell beat out of him because it's like a coping mechanism. It's a form
exactly.
of punishing himself.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And so after he regains his strength at his temple, he goes back to the underground fights and he just whips the crap out of both his opponents. And Charlton Copley's like in on this whole, like throwing the fights. And he's like, what are you doing? So he whips the crap out of two opponents.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, like, Dev Patel becomes like almost like a John Wick at this point. He goes back to, the Indian Jesus and the, chief of police are at this event. At this hotel, I think. And this is where he goes in and exacts his revenge. He's also convinced like the religious group that took him in. He's also gained them as allies.
Yeah.
So he goes into this event, beats the crap out of this whole crew in the kitchen and like he blows it up. He's also like made these like makeshift like bottle rockets that have something in them.
Yeah.
I don't remember what he was putting in them. But he walks into this room with the chief of police and Indian Jesus, and he just starts whipping the crap out of him. He's shooting bottle rockets at people. and so the chief of police escapes, Indian Jesus escapes from that fight. And then, Dev Patel is completely outnumbered, but walks in his whole group of like religious group that he's formed allies with.
Mm-hmm.
And so they fight with him. And so you get this battle in this room.
Yeah.
After that, he makes his way up and has a one-on-one showdown with the chief of police and just beats the snot out of him.
Mm-hmm.
So he exacts his revenge on the chief of police. And then he makes his way up to the final floor to Indian Jesus. And, Indian Jesus has given him this whole spiel about, you know, all this stuff. And he's wearing like these sandals, and like the part that goes over your foot is actually like a little like sharp dagger.
Yeah.
So he stabs Dev Patel, but Dev Patel, I think he stabs him too.
Stabs him in the forehead with it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. 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 So he kills Indian Jesus. And so Dev Patel's getting these, he's getting these like flashbacks of his mom as he does throughout the, you know, the whole movie.
Yep.
And the last shot of him is actually just falling over. You don't actually see him die.
Yeah.
But it's just as he's having flashbacks, he kind of falls over.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it ends.
Yeah, yeah, and it was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The action's great. It's violent. I like the fights. I like the whole underground fight club thing. I think that's cool. I like that aspect to it.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. It was kind of cool to see him go through his transformation. It almost reminded me a little bit of like Spider-Man.
Yeah,
you know, when he first like. He's wearing like little makeshift stuff that he made and he's learning how to swing around and everything.
Right, exactly.
Similar to that.
Yeah, that first like time he tries to get revenge, he just completely blows it.
Yeah.
Completely. You know, and but you know, obviously at the end he's just full on like focused.
Yeah. Yeah, so like again, I think the main things that make this movie really good for me are obviously there's great action throughout.
Mm-hmm.
I mean it's great action.
Yeah.
You've got some really good antagonists who really make you not like them.
Yeah.
Even though I like the woman a lot.
Yeah.
and then it's also got some depth to it, you
it
know.
Does. Yeah,
there's a scene in there where the so they said something about transgender people in here. If you remember, I don't know if you remember that or not.
I may have missed that.
It was they were talking about Indian Jesus and his attack on the transgender people.
Mm.
It was something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the guy that runs the temple, he clearly looks transgender to me. Do you remember he had like the nails and
yeah his nails were painted. I think.
Yeah, he was kind of like he was and he's explaining something about I think the Indian's god's name is Shiva. Did you hear him talk about him?
Maybe. I do remember that conversation.
You see the statue, and it's right. Half male and half female.
Right, yes.
Explaining, he says something about, and you guys don't quote me if you go back and watch it, but he's saying, you know, a lot of people, when they look at that statue, they find it, and he's like kind of searching for a word, and he says, weird.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but we here, we understand it perfectly because it represents life.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, it's life is male and it's female.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, I had to go back and watch more along the lines of what he's saying.
Right.
But I think that's really kind of like, I think that Shiva, I don't know anything about Indian religion. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? But I think it's like really, you know, a lot of what they call Eastern philosophy and Eastern theology and all that stuff is kind of rooted in the philosophy of like self-discovery and the understanding of how things are interconnected. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
And so there's some depth there that, if you're all I'm saying is it's more than just an action movie.
Yes.
It's got some stuff in there that it's, you know, some messages that it's trying to send you, that I appreciate when movies do that. You
right.
know, it was beyond just like, going to keep you on the seat, edge of your seat action.
Right. Yeah.
And I think that's why I'm bumping it up to an 8. Lots of good stuff in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I always love that. Again, going back, you kept saying Indian Jesus. And I said it first, but it's...
Yeah. That's a good way to describe it.
It's hilarious. Yeah. But I really liked him because he's an antagonist that you really hate him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he's masquerading as like this really decent person
mm-hmm.
who's totally on the back end. He's like politically tied in and... What's worse than that is he talks about how he used to be from the gutter.
Yeah.
And now he comes up and he oppresses people that are in the gutter.
Right.
You know, for his own financial gain. These types of people, and these are actually real people. You know, I was hearing Dave Chappelle tell a joke the other day about there was apparently in like, you know, I guess the 1800s, 1700s, there was a slave in South Carolina, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
He got his freedom. His master gave him his freedom. You know, apparently they had a really good relationship. He was like, look, you got your freedom. Go do what you want.
Yeah.
This guy went out and got some slaves of his own and started like one of the biggest plantations in all South Carolina. And it's like, you know, those are the special type of people in history we hate. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you've already been through this and you're going to put other people through it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he's like, he's a really good antagonist. So yeah. And I like the climax of the movie where he kills this guy and, you know, he's this false, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's good all the way around.
Yeah. Yeah. And I really like Patel's character. I found his motivations to be, you know, good. And like, it was, everything with his mother was emotional.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. And I just really like how he tries to take revenge for the first time. He just screws it up, kind of.
Yeah. It's realistic.
Yeah.
It's more realistic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of really, really realistic. And the stuff is like, I like, you know, at the end there, you think he dies.
Yeah.
I think he died.
I would prefer it that way. Yeah. I don't think I need a Monkey Man 2.
Right.
Obviously, Dev Patel, like, knows how to do action. Mm-hmm. Like I said, like we said, the action's great. But, you know, I don't think I need a sequel to this. I think if it ended right there, I think it'd be fine. So. Yeah.
I also liked that it was like there was a lot of Indian conversation and then it was English.
Yeah.
I like they had the subtitle. I really like that.
Yeah,
and
same.
You, and you could do it like in India, if they're showing this movie, which I would suspect that they are, you know, they just turn the subtitles off here and they turn the English subtitles on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's pretty cool. Another thing I was looking in there, do you know anything about India?
Not really.
Everything I've ever heard, and I hate to say I have Indian friends. They would probably agree with me, but I've just heard like it's similar to what you see in this movie.
Mm,
you know, there's a great deal of poverty.
Yeah.
You know, you saw the like shacks falling down.
Right.
India has an overpopulation issue. I think they've got almost as many people as China does.
Wow.
And another thing is they've got like 600 freaking languages in India. But they have a real problem with crime and corruption. So remember when they took the lady's purse?
Yeah.
And they're like, he's like, man, please. And he's like, I thought that scene was so funny. Yeah, this guy's wheelchair.
Great. It was really clever. Yeah. Yeah.
And then they start handing off the like the little chain, you know, like handing it to different people. Apparently, like India has really does have a real issue with like theft and corruption and that sort of thing. And so I thought they did a good job of kind of the you know, just kind of showing, you know, showing a little bit of that.
Yeah, for sure.
And just showing what it seems like it might really be like in some parts. I know that's not representative of all of India.
Mm-hmm.
I had one of my former colleagues just came back from India and she took all these pictures.
Yeah.
Looked similar. You know, it looked like just like that. So
yeah.
I like when movies kind of seem to represent the, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yeah, for sure.
So anyway, well, that was a mouthful. What were your favorite parts about this, Mark?
One of my favorite parts, it's a very small part, but I like the part where he's like regaining his strength at the temple and he starts punching the bag.
Yeah.
And you have the guy over to the side playing the drum, so he starts punching to the rhythm.
Yeah.
And get all these other people like joining in doing the same thing. I just thought that was a cool scene. I really like that.
Yeah.
The action scenes, all of them, they're all cool.
Yeah.
I like the part where he goes back to the Underground Fight Club to fight as Monkey Man and just whips the crap out of both the opponents. Thought that was a cool scene too. So
yeah.
All the backstory with his mom too, I thought was really well done.
It was really well done. The whole flashback scene and everything was really good. And the way they built up to that.
Yeah.
You know, let you know something happened.
Yeah. Like in the beginning, you just don't really know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Like you don't know why he's targeting this guy and it kind of feeds you the story over the course of the movie. So
yeah, it's really good build up. I'll tell you his buddy, he outside of Dev Patel, he's the best character. He's funny to me. Very funny. This is in the previews, but he says, I call her Nicki Minaj. Something back in and huge headlights.
Yeah.
This guy's a fool, man. He's hilarious.
He is funny.
He really adds to some of the comedic aspect of the movie. But yeah, that was overall, I thought it was really good. Perfect combination of action. You really feel something. Good comedy in there. Just some depth in there, all around good movie.
Yeah, for sure. I found the beginning, I was like, when this movie started, like the first like 30, 45 minutes, I was like out of 9. I mean, I just loved the way it was building up to, we didn't really know who he was necessarily.
Yeah.
And it kind of had that same intrigue, you know, again, going to John Wick is like, you don't really know who John Wick is, you know, and if you watch the first John Wick movie and you haven't seen anything else, it's like, well, who is this guy? Who was he?
Right.
You know?
Right.
And it's not like, this movie is not like as over the top as like John Wick 4 or anything. The body count is not anything compared to, you know, what John Wick. And like we said, the first time he tries to exact revenge, he just kind of blows it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, that's one of the other reasons I really liked it. It's a little more scaled back, you know, and, I really like Dev Patel's character. So yeah, great movie.
Definitely. Well, look, I don't really have any more about this one. I do recommend you guys go check it out.
Yes.
But what I do want to talk about really quick before we hop off this episode is we got Civil War coming up.
Yeah.
And a whole list of other great movies over really the next 8 weeks or so.
Yeah, man, it's pretty stacked. I'm looking forward to that. Apes, Planet of the Apes.
Yep.
And Ungentlemanly Warfare with Henry Cavill.
That's going to be really good. And then in the beginning of June, I think we've got Quiet Place Day One.
Yeah, yeah.
Twister movie coming out.
Yep.
July 15th, we got, that's the new Deadpool movie.
Yeah.
We're stacked.
I know, man. It's great.
It's good. It's really great. Good.
There is a new horror movie releasing this weekend that I'm going to catch as well called Sting.
Oh, Sting.
About the giant spider, yeah.
Okay, now I might see that one with you. I don't know.
Yeah,
but that would be a three-movie weekend.
Yeah.
And we still got to do that surprise movie.
Oh, yeah.
We still got to do a surprise movie at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, we'll figure it out. Mark, you got anything else?
I think that is it for me.
All right, thank you, guys. Till next time.
See you guys.